You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning. Denver's Mix 100. Thank you for spending your Wednesday with the show and letting us bring you a trending report. Fire danger high in the state of Colorado. Please be very careful. Jeremy was telling a story this morning about watching kid, what were they, the house behind you?
Yes.
Monkeying around with fire, and he's like,
now is not the time.
Always stupid to do that, but then secondly, yeah, when we're at high fire day, look out the windows in your backyard and see what your kids are doing. And if it's involving fire,
it was the old hairspray or something where they're holding up the lighter and like up
making
in the
a flamethrower.
I'm like, I was waiting for something to be caught on fire, or, you know, the flame can be sucked back into those cans, and I was waiting for it to kind of just blow up in their hands. I was like, this is not going to end good.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Or is that a myth?
No, it happens.
Is there a Mythbusters show on that? Mythbusters? Mm-hmm. But we're going to keep that high fire danger because temperatures today back to the low to mid-90s. Finally get a break tomorrow, 70s. Hallelujah, with some showers possible, too. All right, here's something for you. This is alarming. 35% of Americans get the entirety of their news. They get all of their news, one out of every three, only from Facebook.
Not a good idea.
No, people. But the more I thought about it, I thought, where is a dependable source for news? Because it just depends on what angle you're coming at, like politically, right?
I honestly have no answer to that. I don't know
that there is a purely straight
spin on everything
that doesn't have a spin.
Yep. I don't know what the answer is to that,
but it sure as hell ain't Facebook.
No.
If that's where you're getting your news,
and I
and
always
then going
love
out and quoting it as gospel,
the people that post something like, you know, so and so died, I can't believe it. Oh no, you know, and then like the first comment underneath was, "This story's from like 4 years ago," and right. Then people are retweeting, you know, "Oh no, so and so died." I'm like, well, this is old news. You got to actually read the story,
or they didn't die,
right? Or they're not dead.
Yeah. If your parents are maybe going to be getting either a hip or a knee replaced soon, or you, I guess, listeners could have this happen, but if it's your parents, here's one good thing you can look forward to. Their marriage will be better off because of it. A new study found that people who get hip and knee replacements, their marriages improve.
I can dance again.
You can
dance together.
That might have something to do with it. But they say it improves the couple's quality of life. Because the person who now has a good hip or knee can stop having to fill the caregiver role for the person who didn't.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, so they're like, things just get better.
Yeah, and you can go for walks together and...
Yeah, so if you were...
And
you know,
other
you, oh,
things, probably.
You're like, oh, my dad's getting a new hip. Well, mom's going to be very happy.
Yeah.
Because now she can go back to saying, get off your butt and get it yourself.
I'll mow the lawn. How did that make it into trending? How did that make it into the trending segment?
I don't know. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Because we've talked before, so many of our listeners have aging parents, and this is a news story. And it's not from Facebook.
All right,
go ahead. I leave all the good stuff for you because I know you get mad if I steal.
I'm not mad at anything. I was just curious.
Why did that lead off
trending, Dom?
I'm not going to. Because I'm going first and I can't do the good stuff. I want to talk about the $150.
Well, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it.
Go ahead. I'll be sitting here.
All right. First, let's do sports. Sports. Good news for diehard fans of tennis. And if you like to sit on the couch with your new hip and watch people competitive eat, the U.S. Open is going to be happening this year. It's going to be going down in Queens, New York.
No
fans. August 31st through September 13th. They are promising to take extraordinary precautions, is their quote, to protect players and staff. Another quote, robust testing and additional cleaning. So they're going to be cleaning the hell out of everything and making sure everybody's safe. But you can watch tennis.
That'll
the Tennis
fun.
Association had said that they weren't even going to consider doing this without allowing fans in the stands, and suddenly they changed their tune.
Yeah.
Because I think, this is just me, I think it's because the TV money was way too much to pass up.
There is that. They can make some money off this and kind of keep things going. And really, I mean, talk about like one of the ultimate social distancing sports. You're on opposite ends of the court. I mean...
Right.
Granted, there's other people and coaches around you, but to play the game, you're probably fine.
And when they go up and they yell at the like, umpire slash referee or whatever they call them
stay
in tennis.
Back. Or put them behind some glass.
And they scream at them, they're yeah. still about 6 feet away.
It's still going to make me incredibly uncomfortable to watch tennis. I'm sorry, I'm one of those people that I don't know whether I should be excited or turned on as I watch tennis with all the... All that going on.
And that's just
it's
the
gonna
dudes.
Be. It's gonna be even louder, I think, with no crowd there, no, you know, clapping or anything. It's gonna be a lot of. And the other big sporting event, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, is going to be happening at a private location this year instead of out in the public on Coney Island. They're knocking down the contestants, too, from 15 to 5 eaters to allow for social distancing. And
whole event is just so foul to watch.
Well, and it's like that's one event that probably should be canceled this year because you are close. There's spit flying, there's snot flying, and sweat, and
it's disgusting.
It really is, isn't it? It's gross.
You know, I don't want to. We were talking earlier this morning about, you know, people that you would not date. If I had, on the first date, if Gretchen had said, hey, we got to cut this short. I got to get home. I want to watch the hot dog eating
contest.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say, like, if you're sitting there and she's like, you know, I'm a competitive eater. Yeah, this just turned into a really expensive dinner date. Y'all take 9 bowls of pasta? 9 bowls of pasta for the lady.
And I can eat them in less than 2 minutes.
Can we get more bread? That's funny. Okay, here's the... Do you want to talk about the luxury parent camp thing?
No, I know better.
Because you're all crying about
it. No, I know better.
What?
I don't want to cross you with these
no,
stories.
No, you're not crossing me with anything. Shut up. Some parents...
I act like I don't know about it. So tell me about these camps.
This isn't the third time I've heard about this today. Some parents are spending a fortune on luxury summer camps. Dom, you want to guess the amount?
I'd say probably $150,000.
Whoa, nailed it! Nailed it! Yeah, all these fancy schmancy parents on the East Coast, I guess, are sending their parents to, or sending their kids to camp experiences at 5-star resorts. The biggest price tag was, yeah, $150,000 for 10 days at a ranch in Wyoming.
Oh.
You can do ATVing, kayak races, zip lining, go-kart racing. They have on-site chefs. Private jets for some of the clients to reach these destinations. That's really expensive, Dom. $150,000 to entertain your kids for 10 days.
I just love the idea of some of those good old boys up in Wyoming talking to each other at the, you know, getting their cup of coffee in the morning, you know, in the small town. And
rustling up some biscuits or
what
something.
What are you doing this weekend? Well, I got a bunch of kids from New York City who are coming in. They're going to do the same crap we do every day. Yeah, what are you charging them, like $100? I'm charging them $150,000.
Woo-wee.
And those New Yorkers are paying it.
Them city folk.
Golly. Why didn't I think of that?
Clarence, you're raking it in. Isn't that ridiculous, though?
Ugh. That's pretty stupid.
Just send your kids off. Like, put that money
well,
to
no,
good use.
Well, no, sending your kids off is a great
Well, that's a good idea, but put that money to use doing something else. Real quick, here's your
Did
Fat
you
America.
Did you consider sending Reed off to, like, military school so he lived away
God.
From home?
That's a really... strong question being thrown at me. I don't know.
A lot of families that do. Well, not a lot. But
depending on his behavior, if he needed it.
Both men and yeah. women are boys and girls. They get sent off, you know, to
if
stay in the dorms.
It,
and
if he needed it, why not? Shape him up.
You just told us yesterday about your son throwing a fit over wanting a, what was it? A
hamster.
A hamster. I guarantee you, in military school, you ain't throwing no fits
no
over
hamsters
no hamster.
There. Mm-mm. drop and give me 40, man.
So maybe he needs to go to military
school. If things
school.
Keep going the way they are, I have no problem with that. Learn some respect. real quick, let me give you your Fat America. Doritos is coming out with pickle-flavored Doritos. Well, I guess they're already out. They've been in other countries for years, but now they're coming to America, and I will eat them.
What took so long for America to get?
I don't know. Pickle-flavored chips are so good, though. Pringles has a good one. All right, hit me with that clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Go check out a link to a video from a dude on TikTok. He recreates popular songs with household appliances, using all the buttons like on the fridge or keypads or whatever. They make different noises.
I'll bet his parents are so proud.
So proud. Well, he's probably raking in the cash with views.
Right.
The one I pulled here is he threw a bag of popcorn in the microwave, fired it up, and started playing Blinding Lights by The Weeknd on the microwave. It's 20 seconds. We'll see how long we'll let this play. Here you go. Hear it? Here comes the door slam. All right, that's enough of that. But so really, how creative and like how like
clever.
Musically inclined he is. So anyway, you can see that link on our Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that is what's trending now. If you want to judge to see how close he was to it, I'll actually play Blinding Lights here by The Weeknd.
Well done.
Is it the real song or is it a microwave? You decide.